Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy. Artificial intelligence and energy to be among main focus points. Prime Minister also holds bilateral talks with world leaders, including Presidents of France and Ukraine and Prime Minister of UK. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 1,200 tourists stranded in Sikkim due to landslides reported safe. And in sports, Euro Cup football tournament kickstarts tonight with host Germany taking on Scotland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the G7 Outreach Summit underway at Apulia in Italy. He was received at the summit venue by Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Mr. Modi also met Pope Francis in the outreach session. India has been invited as an outreach country. During the discussions at the outreach session, the focus is on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. In her opening remarks, the Italian Prime Minister said they wanted to send a clear message from the G7 and Italian presidency that they will never accept the narrative that wants the West against the rest. She said the global challenges can only be dealt with if nations are able to cooperate with respect and peer-to-peer approach.
In this period, we decided to dedicate the outreach session to those that we consider very pressing. Artificial intelligence, first of all, with the opportunities it opens up and the risks it hides. The Mediterranean, an area of crisis and a place of dialogue. The African continent, with which we work to build a completely new cooperation as equals, and obviously the need to deal without ideological approaches with climate change, which impact above all on the nations of the Global South.
Our correspondent reports that it is for the first time in history that the pontiff is participating in the G7 summit. Prime Minister held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron this afternoon. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen partnership, including in areas of defense, nuclear, space, connectivity and culture. They agreed to further intensify strategic defense cooperation with increased focus on Make in India. The Prime Minister also met his UK counterpart Rishi Sunak on the sidelines of the G7 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated his commitment to further strengthening the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership. He said there is great scope to deepen ties in sectors like semiconductors, technology and trade. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the summit. The leaders reviewed bilateral relationship and exchanged views on the situation in Ukraine and the upcoming summit on peace being hosted by Switzerland. In a social media post, the Prime Minister reiterated that India believes in a human-centric approach and believes that the way to peace is through dialogue and diplomacy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with the senior officers of the ministry in New Delhi. Mr. Shah directed to convene a meeting on Sunday in North Block to review the security situation in the Union Territory and the preparation for the Amarnath Yatra. Health Minister J.P. Nadda chaired a high-level meeting on attaining targeted health goals in the first 100 days of formation of the new government with the senior officials of his ministry in Delhi today. Taking stock of the overview of ministry's functioning, the minister directed that emphasis should be laid on the quality of health facilities and health systems. He laid stress upon expansion of health insurance coverage under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana PMJAY and leveraging technology in programs like immunization and health emergency response management. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the Centre and the National Testing Agency on a plea seeking a CBI probe into the allegations of question paper leak and other irregularities in the NEET UG 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programs. a vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta, which was hearing a PIL, also sought responses from the Central Bureau of Investigation and the Bihar government within 2 weeks. He said the PIL will also be taken up with other pending ones on the 8th of July. Meanwhile, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today claimed that Congress is spreading misinformation regarding the NEET issue. Speaking to the media, Mr. Pradhan said the government is bound by the court's order and will do things in a completely transparent manner.
नीट को लेके 41 पिटीशन पड़ी विभिन्न हाई कोर्ट्स में और सुप्रीम कोर्ट में. ये सारा विषय सुप्रीम कोर्ट की संज्ञान में है. सुप्रीम कोर्ट भी भारत सरकार को पक्ष किया है, एनटीए को भी पक्ष किया है. जितने सारे जानकारी हमारे पास रहेगी तब तक हम पारदर्शी तरीके से आदरणीय कोर्ट के सामने रखेंगे और कोर्ट जैसे कहेगा वैसे किया जाएगा. मैं सरकार की ओर से सारा विद्यार्थियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं पारदर्शी तरीका अपनाई जाएगी.
On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge came down heavily on the government on the NEET issue. Alleging a scam in the NEET examination, he said the government has misused the National Testing Agency and has massively rigged the marks and ranks. In a tweet, Mr. Kharge said the government has crushed the aspirations of 24 lakh youths. Portfolios have been allotted to the newly sworn ministers in Andhra Pradesh. While Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu kept with him General Administration, Law and Order, Public Enterprises, Janasena Party Chief K. Pawan Kalyan was made Deputy Chief Minister, along with the portfolios of Panchayati Raj, Rural Development and Rural Water Supply, Environment and Forest, and Science and Technology. Senior BJP leader Satya Kumar Yadav was allotted health, family welfare and medical education. In Uttar Pradesh, 13 newly elected members of the Legislative Council took the oath of office in secrecy this afternoon. The swearing-in ceremony took place in Tilak Hall, located in the main building of the Secretariat. All the 13 newly elected MLCs were administered the oath by Legislative Council Chairman Kumar Manvendra Pratap Singh. Higher Education Institutions, HEIs, will be required to provide a full refund of fees for all cancellations or migrations up to 30th September this year. The University Grants Commission has announced this in the new fee refund policy for the 2024-25 academic session. This has been done to address complaints from students and parents regarding the non-refund of fees upon cancellation or withdrawal of admissions. This policy applies to all HEIs under Central or State Acts, UGC-recognized institutions, deemed universities and organizations involved in admissions counseling. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
In Sikkim, the officials have confirmed that 1,200 domestic and 15 foreign tourists stranded in Lachung in North Sikkim due to road blockages are safe with adequate food supplies. Evacuation plans include potential airlifting or road evacuation coordinated with local authorities. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang held a high-level meeting at Mintok Gangtok to address a recent calamity that caused significant property damage and disrupted road connectivity, power, food supply and mobile networks. Officials provided detailed briefings on the damage, highlighting critical road and bridge disruptions and discussed immediate relief measures, including emergency services and essential supplies distribution. The mortal remains of 45 Indian nationals who lost their lives in the fire incident in Kuwait were brought back to India by a special Indian Air Force flight. The plane first landed in Kochi this morning before proceeding to New Delhi. Out of 106 Indian workers who were present in the housing facility at the time of the fire, 45 died and 33 were hospitalized with injuries while the remaining are safe. As per the External Affairs Ministry, it continuously coordinated with the authorities in Kuwait to provide assistance to the injured and to ensure safe return of all affected individuals. Meanwhile, the bodies of the deceased people from Uttar Pradesh who died in the incident will reach their respective places tomorrow. Three people from the state lost their lives in the tragic fire incident in Kuwait. A report.
The relief commissioner of a state informed that the bodies will reach Delhi today and tomorrow they will be taken to Varanasi at 9 a.m. in the morning. Later, the local administration will take the dead bodies to their homes. Three people from Uttar Pradesh have lost their lives in the tragic fire incident in Kuwait. Relief commissioner informed that Praveen Madhav Singh from Varanasi, Jairam Gupta and Angad Gupta from Gorakhpur have died in the fire incident in a building in Mangap city of Kuwait. The bodies of the people from Gorakhpur will reach at 9:40 in the morning by Indigo flight. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has granted sanction to prosecute author Arundhati Roy under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. She, along with a former professor in Central University of Kashmir, Dr. Sheikh Shaukat Hussain, have been sanctioned for prosecution under Section 45 of UAPA for their alleged provocative speech at an event in New Delhi in 2010. The FIR in the matter was registered on a complaint by Sushil Pandit, a social activist, in 2010. The complainant had alleged that Ms. Roy and Mr. Hussain made provocative speeches at a conference in October 2010 in New Delhi. India's wholesale price index, WPI-based inflation, surged to 2.61% in May 2024. This is the highest rate in 15 months since February 2023, when it stood at 3.85% before dropping to 1.41% in March 2023. The data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry today shows that the recent spike in WPI-based inflation can be attributed to the rising prices in major sectors such as food articles, the manufacture of food products, crude petroleum and natural gas, mineral oils and manufacturing sectors. Food prices surged by 7.4% in May compared to a 5.52% increase in April. Vegetable prices saw a particularly sharp rise, up 32.42% year-on-year, compared to a 27.94% increase in the previous month. About 20 lakh pilgrims from across the world have gathered at 10th city of Mina in Saudi Arabia as a 5-day annual Hajj pilgrimage began today. They will spend the night there and move towards the plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. The pilgrims will spend the day there praying and asking for God's forgiveness. Nearly 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in Hajj rituals. Out of this, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through Hajj committee and nearly 35,000 through private operators. More than 5,000 Indian women pilgrims are taking part in the pilgrimage without mahram or male guardian. The 2024 session of the European Football Championship, also known as EuroCup 2024, will kick-start tonight when the host Germany take on Scotland. Italy became the defending champions after they defeated England in the final in the previous edition of EuroCup, which was held in 2021, a delay of a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 24 teams are divided in 6 groups, with each having 6 teams. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions affected a large part of Uttar Pradesh, some areas of Bihar, West Bengal, South Uttarakhand and North Odisha today. India Meteorological Department reported that heatwave conditions also prevailed in parts of Punjab, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Northeast Madhya Pradesh. The Weather Department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy falls expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Northeast India over the next 4 to 5 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy. Artificial intelligence and energy to be among main focus points. Prime Minister also holds bilateral talks with world's leaders, including presidents of France and Ukraine and Prime Minister of UK. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 1,200 tourists stranded in Sikkim due to landslides reported safe. And in sports, EuroCup football tournament kickstarts tonight with host Germany taking on Scotland. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.